Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Who in here has got a past that they'd like some of the things erased? If you had a time machine, would you use it? Would there be things you'd go back and change? Amen. Well, I don't know about who said no, but I want to change some things. I would like to change some things. Amen. But you know, the reality is the past is the past. The past is the past. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 says this, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." That means he hasn't yet made it. This is the great Apostle Paul. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things that which are before." Let's bow our heads at this time. Lord, we ask you to anoint this word. Let it bless, let it encourage, let it build faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake someone's hand, tell them you're glad they are here today. You may be seated in Jesus' name. It would be nice if we had a time machine. But the problem with having a time machine, because we make so many mistakes, you know where we'd be living? We'd be living continually in the past. My title of my message today is Forget About It. Forget About It. In my best Chicago gangsters, New York, forget about it. Forget about it. This is what Paul is telling you. You don't have a time machine. You can't go back there and fix anything. You have to start learning to live in the now. So forget about it. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. Do you know Paul had some bad things in his past? He was a murderer. He had commissioned the killing of Christians. He had stood by and witnessed them stone Stephen. Imagine if all his life he had focused on his past. He would have been paralyzed. He would have been unable to perform anything for God. I'm telling you today, your past will paralyze you. You can't keep thinking about all the things I should have done, I wish I had done. You have to start living for the now. You have to look forward. You can't be thinking about the time machine because that don't exist. You have to forget about it. Amen? Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended. He said, it's not as if I've become perfect. It's not as if I'm a perfect person. But I know this, that I can't drive a car looking in the rearview mirror going forward. You know what will happen? You will have a crash. Lots of us, we try and take our car and we're looking backwards at our past life. And we're trying to think about all the things we wish we should have, could have done. But we can't do it. We can't go back there in a time machine. You start have to live for the now. You start to have to look future. You start to have to look in what God has got forward for you. Not at what is in the past. We all wish we had a time machine. I could go back. How far would you go back? You see, if we did have a time machine, we'd be living in the past. We'd be always going back and fixing this. Oh, I'll take back what I said here. Or I'll do this and I'll change what I did over there. The trouble is when you're looking in the past, you're messing up the present. You've got to start doing the things you can do now and make the right choices now. You can't go back there and live in the past. You need to forget about it. Amen. See, we all have baggage. We've all got stuff that we messed up on. There's all mistakes, choices we've made that we wish we could change. But the past is written. There's nothing you can do about that. I have been blessed. I've only had to preach one funeral since I've become pastor. I did not know the person. The family asked me to preach his funeral. And because I didn't know him, there wasn't much I could say. But what I decided to say is about the now. And the present. I told those assembled, he has written his last page in his book. But your book still has some more pages. You can write a good ending to this story. You know, you skip to the back of the book and you see if they lived happily ever after. Amen. Your book is not finished yet. You get the chance to write a happy ending. No, it doesn't matter how it started off. It does matter how you end up. You need to forget about it. Amen. That's what Paul says. If you're going to make it, you can't take the baggage from your past. You've got to be a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. All things. Amen. Now, you're getting quiet. I hope you believe this. You don't have a time machine. You have to start living in the now. You start have to start living for God today. You can't say tomorrow. You can't live in the future either. Your time machine doesn't go forward. It's no use making plans for 10 years. What are you doing today? What choices are you making today with your life? The scripture says today is the acceptable. Amen. This is the acceptable time. Not tomorrow. We're always making decisions about tomorrow or looking back in our past. What about today? What are you doing with your life today? Every morning you open a new page. You get the chance to write a good story. You see, the past limits us. If we turn to John chapter 5 and verse 5, we see that there was a man who was crippled for 30-something years. And that's all he could focus upon was his present and past limitations. Jesus came to him. There were hundreds of people there, but Jesus sought out this one person. In John chapter 5 and verse 5, and it says, "And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years." We've all got problems that go back in our past. And we're always looking for some super duper fix to fix it. In his case, he was saying, "I just need someone to get me in the water first." You may say, "I just need to get this next job. I just need to get to this next relationship. I just need to fix this particular problem." And then the rest of life is okay. You see, we're focused on the issue in the past. Jesus said, "Do you want to be healed?" He started to tell him all his, "Well, I don't have any person to help me. In the past, everybody has beat me to it." He wasn't looking at the present. He wasn't understanding that here was someone who was the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and had come to his situation. I'm telling you, you might be looking at this story and saying, "No, that wouldn't be me." But right now, right here, right today, Jesus is saying, "Would you be healed? Would you like me to fix your past?" And he can do it without a time machine. Jesus said, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." He'd been there 38 years living into the fact that if he just had someone, it was time for him to look at the present and understand that the master was speaking to him. The one who created the very ground he was standing on, laying on, could have healed him right then and there, but he was living in the past. The past will limit you. You will say, "Well, I failed at this exam, and I failed at this exam. I think I'm going to change my career." The past will limit you. "Well, I've had this situation go wrong, and I've tried this, and it still went wrong." Jesus came upon the disciples. They were living in the past. Guess what they had been doing all night? They had been fishing. They didn't understand that when Jesus comes, your past can be made new. All things passed away. We've been fishing all night. We caught nothing. That's our history. We've been here all night. This is a loser situation. But Jesus said, "Start living in the here and now. I'm on the scene. You cast the net one more time on the right side." Church, it's time for us to start making decisions now, not looking back at our past or planning 10 years in the future. We need to live for now and understand that the master has showed up. And he's saying, "Wilt thou be healed? Will you be delivered today, not tomorrow? Will you have God come into your life now? Would you want to change now?" Amen. Forget about the past. Everybody beats me to it. I've been here 38 years. I don't think there's much of a future. Jesus saith unto him, "Rise. Take up." He didn't say, "Look, tomorrow I'm going to come back and you'll be okay." He said, "Right here and now. You get up right now. You can change right now. You can be delivered in this service. You can make a choice for heaven right now. Forget about your past. Forget about your past." There was a lady in the Bible who lived in the city of Sodom. And she was warned, there's coming a destruction. But that's the life she knew. So even though she was trying to leave the city, she kept on looking back at her past. What happened to her? She got paralyzed. She turned into a block of salt. If you keep looking back at your past and all the things the devil has damaged you with and what he has done to your life. Yes, he's made a mess. You helped him. It's not all his fault. You had a part in it too. But you have to be looking unto Jesus, not unto your past. The moment she looked back, the Bible says that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. She got paralyzed by her past, from where she came from. Instead of looking unto Jesus, who is the author, the new one who's going to write a fresh page in your book, a new story, a good story, a blessed story, a happy ending. Amen. Come on, can I get an amen on that? Forget about your past. You can't change that. Forget about 5 years from now. There's nothing much you can do about that, except you can start today by making a decision. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this. We have to have something new. It says, and be not conformed to the world. What that means by conform, don't let the world squeeze you into their mold. Don't make them make you conform to their ideas of what's right and wrong. You have got to not be conformed to this world. This is how you start to stop looking in the back, stop looking in the rearview mirror. You got to have a transformed, by a renewing of your mind. You got to make that old mind go away. The old way of making decisions, the old way of thinking has got to be changed. You got to forget about it. Amen. Because it's not going to change with you looking backwards. Amen. You can't run very fast looking backwards. You cannot. You will crash into things. Try it. Be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world mold you into its system. But you got to be transformed. This is something new. You got to wake up and have a transformed mind. Now, you can't do this by yourself. You need the Spirit of God. You need to allow God to wash you, to mold you, to change you, to accept His will. Paul said, by the renewing. When you come to Christ, it's not an old deal. It's not, shouldn't be the old you. If you come to Christ with the old you is going to stay looking past, looking at all your mistakes, looking at all your failures, looking at all your limitations. It's time to be renewed, to say, I'm a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. The old things are gone. I can't change that. But I'm looking forward unto the author. He is the one that can write a good story. You know, there are many authors today, and they make millions just telling fictional stories, but this author can do more than write a book. He can change a life. He can make you a new creature. He can make you a new direction. He can give you a new attitude. Hallelujah. I've been quoting the scripture, but let me go to it right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, today we're going to have three baptisms. We're going to have some people that are going to put on Christ. Amen. They're going to come out a new creature. It doesn't matter what their past is. It's been wiped away. Amen. It's been erased. You know, when a judge gives the order to erase the record, that's what they do. They actually burn the record. It's erased. There's no trace of it. When you become a new creature in Christ, you are a new creature. Amen. Stop looking and trying to dig up the old man. Don't become a grave robber. Don't go back to your old man. You know how we look at grave robbers? They're a bit perverted, people who go to graves. We don't want that. We want to be a new creature in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You can try and bring up my old flaws and mistakes, but you know what Jesus said on the cross? Paid in full. It is finished. I owe no debt. I owe no debt. I'm a free man in Christ, a new creature. My past has been buried, and I'm not trying to go and get no time machine to dig it up. By now, it's not very pretty. You know what happens when you dig up a corpse? It stinks. Don't go back to your corpse. Don't go back to your mistakes and revisit them, because that's how the devil works on your mind. Remember what I said? Forget about it. Tell Satan I'm a new creature. That was the old me. That's what I used to be. That was what I used to do. This is where I used to go. Today, I'm a new creature. I'm in church. I'm worshiping God. I'm giving Him praise. Hallelujah. I'm a new man. He goes on in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. He repeats it. He says, you got to be renewed. 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 You know, there's not many things you can truly renew. When a car does about 200,000 miles, to renew, it's a big deal. You have to go get a new engine, get new bodywork, and even so, you know, still that the inside's old. But Christ can do something that no car manufacturer can do. He can actually renew. That when you are born into Christ, you truly become a new creature. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your old thinking of that was how I used to be. You got to throw that away. Forget about it. And put on the new man. The new man. I am a new creature. You know who I am? I'm a son of God. I'm going to hold my head up high. I might work as a janitor, I might clean the streets, but I'm a son of God. See, they don't understand who truly I am. But one day in Romans 8:20, it says, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until the revelation of the children of God. One day they're going to see who I am. It's going to be like the prince, you know, those tales that they tell, you know, where the frog turns into a prince. God is going to come and kiss me. Then my true nature is going to be revealed. I'll no longer be the ugly duckling or the frog or whatever, but God is going to come and kiss you. If you will let him live in your life today, not tomorrow, or go back to the past, forget about it. You can be a new creature and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That means your thinking's got to change. You get up tomorrow and don't think, okay, well, this is I got another terrible week and I got to do this. Say, I can do all things through Christ. That strengtheneth. That's new thinking. That's a new way of looking at it. You should look at everything and say, you know what? I'm a child of the King. I am more than able. David, when he went up to the Philistine camp, he saw all of his soldiers hanging back because this giant was in front of them. He says, who are you, Goliath? And you've heard me say this before. I've killed a bear. I've killed a lion, so you're no problem. We need renewed thinking. You need to get up with a fresh outlook on what you are facing because the Bible says that when God is with you, you don't have to fear. I will fear no evil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Amen. Thy rod and thy staff. Hallelujah. Renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man. You've got to dress spiritually like you're going somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? If you're a Christian and claim to be a Christian, put on the new man. Dress spiritually like you're going somewhere, like you are somebody. You know, in the 60s, the Black Power movement used to say, I am somebody. Well, in Christ, that is actually true. You are somebody. You're a child of the King. Forget about the past. Hallelujah. It says, put on the new man, which after God, after my Father, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Next month, our theme's going to be fruit of the Spirit. And we're going to be doing some teaching that you can't come to Christ and live in the old way. Say the old things. Speak out the same things. You got to be a new creature. You got to start writing some good stories about your life. You got to say, I am a new creature in Christ. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. There is no challenge in your life that God can't deal with. There is no situation that he can't deal with. There is no sickness that he can't heal because all things are made new. Amen. A healthy baby, when it's born, it's got 70 years or more to live because all of the cells, everything is new. When you're born again truly in Christ, when the Holy Spirit has filled you, you are a new creature spiritually in God. He says, put on the new man, which after God is created, not made, created in righteousness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Forget about the old way you used to operate. Don't let the devil tempt you to do what they call a white lie. Oh, it's harmless. No, you're supposed to be a new creature. Start writing some good stories about your life. I am going to win in Christ. I am going to get through this week. I'm going to have a victorious week. God is going to bless me spiritually. I'm going to get a word from you. Start writing some positive things. We don't have no time machine. But you know what we have? The Spirit of the Lord. If any man be in Christ, he is. That's now a new creature. Not when Jesus comes. He is now a new creature. You should start acting like a new creature. Like you are the heir to this earth. You are the son of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. I'm almost finished. Let's stand today. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Not looking unto my messed up past. Even though I was always raised in a Christian home, I have a messed up past. Did you know that? I have a messed up past. There's things I don't want no one to know about. There's things that only me and Jesus need to know about. But you know what? Like Paul, I'm going to forget about those things. They don't help me. They don't edify me. They don't lift up my spirit. But you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the goodness of Jesus. I'm thinking about how he has made me an example of his mercy and of his grace. He's given me more love and more grace than I deserve. Amen. As for that reason, I'm going to love him. I'm going to try and serve him. I'm going to start writing some good things in my page. I'm going to forget about the past. I'm going to use the past, though, to make good choices. Good choices. Amen. My middle son, when he's talking to his son, he always says, okay, and they have a way of teaching. They say, make good choices. You can start now. You don't have to wait till next week. You can start today making good choices. If you want to truly have your past erased, not by the federal court, the district court, but the court that is above all courts, there is a choice you can make today. We're going to be having a baptism. Amen. Some people are going to get their names changed. Their name is going to be changed. See, it won't be the old person, but it'll be a new person in Christ. Amen. Their names are going to be changed in heaven's record. That's a wonderful thing. The angels are going to rejoice today. Amen. You can become a new creature. You can start today. We can't go back in time as much as all of us would like to. You know what would really happen? All we'd do is do different mistakes. We'd fix this one and then we'd do something else stupid. That's why the only way you can progress is to give your will to God. Jesus said in the garden, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. To me, that's the very greatest thing a person can ever say if they mean it. When you have totally given up your right, your sovereignty, and because you understand and recognize the King of Kings, you willingly give back sovereignty and love to God. That's when he can look down upon you and say, this is my beloved son. Not just son. He said, beloved son. And the Bible not only applies this to Jesus, but John the Apostle in his epistle said, you are his beloved. Did you understand what I'm saying? God calls us his beloved. Especially when we yield to him, when we give our hearts truly to him. We are going to close this service, but not close God's presence. I'm telling you that when you meditate upon this message, all the things in your past that the devil wants to throw at you, forget about it. Tell him, I've become a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have been made new. It's just like I had no record. You remember what justified means? Just as if I hadn't done it. Just as if I had. That's when God does. He justifies. Who shall lay a charge to God's elect? It is God that justifies.